Hello. Is anyone really listening?
What are you doing?
Somebody knocking on the phone.
You know how to dial, don't you? You just put your finger in the hole and make tiny little circles.
From the inner depths of a complex chamber of high-tech studio engineering in a small section of Chatsworth, California that not even the makers of Where in the Hell Is Bumper Stickers have ever heard of, in a place that not even Leonard Nimoy will go in search of, not in the least bit live, but an incredible simulation. It's the 4th Annual Artie Awards.
The room is being cut.
Well, hello, everyone.
Grateful
they're
calling.
Wolfman,
that's broken out of you.
Hey, the boss is freaking
you
out. I hope you're, like, still taking input, if you know what I mean.
This is William Wilde from North Hollywood making his debut appearance on the airwaves, the Marine Showcase.
This is Susie Q from Malibu.
I'm Susie Q. How do you do? I'm Malibu. I'm Susie Q from Malibu.
Hello and welcome to the Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment's 4th Annual Awards of Excellence to all the best in telephone fun. I'm William Wilde, inviting you to join us as we honor your choices from 1985, with special appearances by Paul Mack, Burt Partyline, Felicia from Orange, Karen Grateful Dead, Santa Happy the Dwarf Kime, Bob Ob, January Mills, Rich E. Calcom, Mike Wolfman Jack, Mickey Canoga, Jim Clothesline, Cindy Telefun, Sammy the Seal, Mr. Fun, Bailey, Dennis DiCrepo, PC, Casey Arlita, Stu Funphone, and Al Bernay. The 4th Annual Artie Awards are brought to you by the Orange County Connection and the BS Line in Orange County, Dialis Faz in the San Francisco Bay Area, the Entertainment Line in Philadelphia, and in the Los Angeles area by Feedback, Observatory, the REC Telephone Network, Phone Line, the Bruce Springsteen Party Line, Wildside, and Telefun. And now, your host for the presentations, and a man who more than likely will remind you somewhere in this program that he is the proud owner of the longest-running entertainment line in history, Ma Bell's answer to David Letterman, my friend W., Mr. Brian W. Feedback.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the 4th Annual Artie Awards. I'm Brian W. Feedback, and by the way, I do not sound like David Letterman. All right? Fine. Anyway, this is the program you've all been waiting for, so wake the kids and phone the neighbors. Yeah, right. Okay, well, although I've been around for 9 years in telephone entertainment, I've been out of circulation for the past couple of years, so I'm sure that there are a few of you around this great land of ours that really don't know who Brian W. Feedback is. So I brought a clip along, and if we've got it loaded up, I think this would be the perfect opportunity to run this. You can kind of call this a little bit of a audio biography of my life. So this really should clear up any questions that anyone should have. So if we can, let's roll the clip. Here in the studio, watch the monitors, and for those of you at home, use your phones.
Once upon a time, in a quaint little land called North Hollywood, there lived a boy of 37 who decided one day that it was time to discard his childish hobbies.
All right, Mom. I've only got one more Wally Cox trading card to hang up, and I'll be right there.
Oh, Harold, our little Brian is so cute. He does love Wally Cox, so...
He's 37 years old, Harriet. He should be doing something with his life.
But alas, Wally Cox died, and Brian's attention turned to new interests.
Wow! Look at these Charlie Weaver cards!
But having realized that Charlie Weaver was also a stiff, Brian discovered the telephone.
Oh!
And in that twist of fate, he also discovered an amazing phenomenon, the fascinating recordings he could reach by phone.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or call your operator to help you.
The long-distance company indication for this call is incorrect. Please hang up and try your call again.
At the tone, the time will be 10, 37, and 40 seconds. Please hang up and dial direct. This number cannot be dialed as a sequence call.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Wow! This stuff's great!
And from there, it wasn't long before Brian was running his own recordings.
Hello, you've reached the Brian line. Please be sure you are dialing the correct number and are dialing correctly. This is a recording.
But something was missing. What would he call his recordings? After days of research, the answer struck him while he was watching an episode of Jeopardy.
Bill, you were the last correct questioner. Please continue.
I'll take audio phenomenons for 100, please.
And the answer is a loud, unwanted noise.
What is feedback?
Right you are. Please continue.
Hey, that's it!
And 9 years later, long after Wally Cox was dust, Brian's telephone network has entered history with fine recorded programs and telephone entertainment.
Hello, you've reached the Loud Unwanted Noise Network. Please check the number and be sure you are dialing correctly. This is a recording.
Wow, Mom, this is great! Oh!
Yes, a telephone legend. And the best thing since the contraceptive sponge, Brian W. Feedback.
So there you have it. That's right. I hope that clears up any questions that you might have had. And, oh, by the way, I'm nowhere near the age of 37, alright? Okay, well, now that we have that piece out of the way, we have to take care of one other piece of official business, and that is the official rules and balloting procedures of the Arty Awards. And in a departure from previous years, this year's rules will be presented by Mike Wolfman Jack, Cecilia St. Louis, Bob 213, Christy Chicago, Karen Grateful Dead, Dave Culver City, Penelope Pitstop, Lad, Snow White of the Magical Kingdom, Yogi Jellystone, Sandy North Hollywood, and Reverend Jim, all in their native habitat. That's right, on the phone. Take it away, gang.
Nominees in the 4th Annual Arty Awards must have aired at any time between January 1st, 1985 and December 31st, 1985.
All comment lines, writing line, and new line nominees must have aired for a period of no less than 60 days.
976 paper call services, though very entertaining, are not eligible for the Arty.
Conference sites, so a popular part of film sites, require no major skill to operate, and therefore are also not eligible.
Even though there were up to 10 nominees in each category featured on your ballot,
only the three top nominee finalists, including the winner, will be represented in this program.
However, category.
The tying nominee will also be represented by audio trailer.
Ballots were sent upon written request, and deadline for return was March 20th, 1986.
Write-in candidates in each category were tallied along with the votes for other nominees. However, no write-ins received enough votes to be represented in this program.
The actual awards will be presented to winners within 6 weeks of the show.
Winners were notified in advance of this program to make it possible to record their prepared acceptances.
All representative trailers submitted by winners and finalists remain the sole property of the donors and the Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment, whoever that is.
Thank you very much. Thank you, gang. Thank you. And, ooh, good. Now that we have all of that nonsense out of the way, it's time to get going with our first award. Our first presenter has been running his own telephone entertainment line in Canoga Park, California for almost 5 years now. He's currently celebrating his 1 year wedding anniversary, and this guy still has an infatuation for cookies. Here to present the award for Best Line Co-host is the winner of Best Line Host for the last 2 years, and a guy who more than likely will probably mispronounce my name. From the long-running line observatory, here he is, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Bead Fatler, and the winner for longest vacation without notice is Observatory. I'm proud to be here at the Artie Award because of a line co-host to make or break a line's acceptance by the public. In addition to speaking on a tape, a co-host has a lot of important things to do. Editing, creative ideas, and keeping the line runner awake through Bob 213's comments by making us laugh, cry, well, maybe not cry, but think. Line co-hosts also make for nice decorative lawn ornaments. This was a good year for phones because of all the things the following people have accomplished. The nominee finalists for Best Line Co-host 1985 are, and believe me, they all deserve being on the ballot, Bailey from Telefun.
Hey! Hey! This is Bailey, and welcome to Caller Collage number 117 for May 16th through the 18th. I'm sorry, but Mr. Penn can't join us this time because from what I understand, he's picking up fragments of Sleazeback Leader and his best friend from the studio.
In other news, our own Mickey Canoga Fun has returned from a month-long visit in Boston, Massachusetts. And you should be hearing Mickey right here on Caller Collage in mid-October.
Mid-October?!
I'm sorry.
Biff X. Jones from the BS line.
Okay, what's your shoe size?
Walrus-infested sex is the only way to go.
Has there been any drastic change in your shoe size over the past few months?
None at all.
I'd be remiss in my duties, John, if I let you go without asking your shoe size.
9.5.
Jesse, Bob, with all the speculation going on today about Colonel Gaddafi's reign of terror, I feel that as a conscientious emperor / public servant, I would be remiss in my duties if I did not ask you this one single burning question. What is your shoe size?
And Mickey Canoga Fun.
Well, hi, gang. This is Mickey Canoga Fenn, and, well, we all know what happened on last week's tape. Well, I really am not sure what's going on, but I've seen him push these buttons before, so I know they have something to do with the tape. Let's see what this one does.
I did that one deliberately.
And, well, Barbara, I did those deliberately just for you. And as far as getting rid of your 15-year-old paramour, well, I use this old trick on nights when I'm with a companion that I'm not particularly fond of. I just simply act real casual and whisper in his ear, I got a...
Oh, sorry. You can edit that out, can't you?
And the winner is... Bailey from Telefun.
Thank you, Bob. And first of all, I'd like to congratulate Cindy Telefun, Mickey Canoga Fun, and Biff X. Jones for... being the runners up. But mostly, I'd like to congratulate myself since I won. I had a lot of fun, and I'm glad that I had the opportunity to at least work on this, especially with Mr. Fun, who, if it weren't for him, I wouldn't be what I am today. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Bailey. And thank you, Bob. Go change your shirt. Our next presenter started calling telephone entertainment lines shortly after the Artie Awards last year. His professional-sounding input and wild wit quickly moved him to the other side of the phone lines, producing his own comment and variety recordings, which callers looked forward to hearing on the popular line Paul Mack Presents in North Hollywood and on telephone in Chatsworth, California. In just 1 year, his name has become a household word, right up there with the microwave oven and the microwaved poodle. Here to present the award for Best Weekly Feature is a guy I enjoy working with, Mr. Energy himself, my buddy, William Wilde.
Thank you, W. Listen, we've been working together a long time now. Do you mind if I call you Dub? Anyway, imagine yourself picking up your telephone, dialing your favorite line, and staying glued to that earpiece for a half hour or more just to listen to a handful of faceless voices discussing every topic from taxes to euthanasia. Can you feel your ear wilting under the strain of patiently listening to each wandering sentence? I bet you can. And you haven't even gotten to the good stuff yet, your own input. Suddenly the verbiage segues into an informative news program that tells you where else to call for something different. Or you catch a cheerful little movie spot for Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, including locations and showtimes. Or you've already heard this week's program 3 times. It's the middle of the week, and you're starving for something completely different. So you call up and hear anything of particular silliness, from bloopers to phone pranks, and then back to this week's program already in progress. All of these elements made up this year's nominees for Best Weekly Feature. Simple passages designed to inform, enlighten, or simply entertain and give you change from your 20 cents. And the nominee finalists for Best Weekly Features are Telefund's Hump Day Special.
Hump Day.
The following is recorded on tape before a dead telephone audience.
Are you out of your mind?
But that's not all, is it, Brian?
No, Bill.
Excuse me.
Oh, ow.
Would you mind being quiet during my line? Thank you very much.
Movie lines, movie trailers, and schedule information.
Anyway, you know, Mass Appeal is playing at a theater drive-in near you. You're going to have to find it yourself because it's not in our paper.
Listen, gang, we were trying to run an Into the Night radio spot, but
these radio unfortunately,
the movie line equipment is just not working as well as it used to.
Yeah, time to go get another radio shot.
So we try to start the spot again from where we left off.
Let's give it the old call.
Let's do that, shall we? Bob, get out and push.
Check newspapers for like a...
And...
yes.
And Calcom's Newsline.
This is Rich E. Calcom on the REC telephone network with Newsline. And finally, the movie line at 818-761-3330 is going to take some downtime. Line runner Paul Mack is taking the line down because of film projects that he's working on. The movie line will be playing, according to Paul, something different during its downtime. And I'm not talking about Ring Through. The line is scheduled to go back up in 1986, just a couple months before Paul's film's premiere. This is Rich E. Calcom on the REC telephone network with Newsline.
And the winner of this year's Artie for the Best Weekly Feature is... Oh, God, I love doing this part. It's that time, Maxwell. Telefun for the Hump Day Special.
Well, thanks for that, Eustace, and one of these days we will go to that island where all the VU meters point straight up. But to coin a phrase from Brian W. Feedback when he won this category last year with Dial-A-List, the Hump Day Special was something I didn't think was going to work, and it did. I've really got to thank Paul Mack sincerely for the Hump Day Special theme. It's been an integral part of the Hump Day Special ever since, and he's put together some fine, great humps for the Hump Day Special. Of course, I've got to thank all the listeners who've sent in programs on their own to air on Wednesdays. And, of course, I've got to thank the entire telephone staff, a greater group of people you'll never meet in your life. When they screw up, it's some funny stuff, and that makes for good material on the Hump Day. So thanks a lot for this. I'm really glad that it got your attention. Thank you.
Congratulations, Nino. And do me a favor. Don't ever quote me again. All right? Back in the booth with you. The fourth annual Artie Awards will continue after this. Okay, thank you very much. You might have heard our next presenter over at the Wild Side. Then again, you might not have. I, quite frankly, don't know who the hell he is, but I've been told he's the voice of Floyd Overpass, Noah Vale, and Commander High Guy on the Wild Side skits. Whoever he is, he's obviously popular enough to be presenting the award for Best Supporting Performance in a Skit or Special. A more flattering introduction you can't come by, here he is, PC.
Hello, young. Who the hell is Brian W. Feedbag? What am I doing here?
Supporting performance category, PC. Just read the script.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Now you watch. That skimpy little part will probably get Mr. Wilde into this category next year. And that category, of course, is supporting performance in a telephone skit or special. That small handful of brilliant actors or actresses that quietly do their bits and then disappear so the pompous, overinflated egos of main characters can get severely stroked with your praise. Oh, sure. We spend ourselves fully to make them look good. Walk on, walk off, take directions. But do we get 10 feet of tape saying, good show, PC. You're really funny, PC. Meet me at the studio, PC. No, Bill. Stupid, over-supported themselves. Meanwhile, back at the script, these three nominee finalists did outstanding jobs last year, taking on the small yet memorable parts in telephone skits and specials, and they truly deserve the recognition you've given them on this show. And they are Paul Mack as Paul in From Birth to Baldness, Episode 5, That Old Chain Gang of Mine.
May I have your attention, please, folks? Now, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Paul Mack, and, well, I am the movie maker, and thank you. I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank you for coming to the first screening of my brand new Super 8 film. Now, I gotta warn you that I didn't edit anything out of this film because I felt that it would ruin its impact, so there is quite a bit of obscene gesturing, so if you have any small children here, or if you're Harry Kirshner, something like that, just leave the theater, okay? Thank you very much. Okay, everybody, you all set back? Jim, roll the project. Good. Okay, and here it is. Very good.
Rich E. Calcom as himself in the Paul Mack Extra Special Special.
Geek! A geek! Rich!
Rich!
Paul.
Rich E. Calcom!
Paul, what? Paul, can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Can you do the tape for me this week?
Huh?
I got all these things to do.
I've got
so many tapes to do. I gotta go down to Orange County tomorrow and do the BS line tape. Okay, to order your Bob 213 seminar tape, please send 985 to Rich.
I knew I shouldn't have let you make the tape. I mean, look, you plagiarize every damn movie line tape I hear. It sounds like
Rich,
a...
Rich, will you shut up? Thank you very much.
And Willie Pickens as Belligerent Badger in The Continuing Adventures of the Gopher Twins.
But that's silly. Why would a torpedo be odor activated?
Safety precautions! There's only one odor that will trigger it.
What's that?
Distilled potatoes.
Potatoes? Why potatoes?
Because it's one stench that's common to all Russians.
Oh, well, I could think of a few more. That robot fellow isn't exactly gung-ho on personal hygiene.
But it's not just potatoes like you and I know them. It's the aroma they give off after they're converted.
Converted? Converted to what?
Vodka, Doc. Vodka.
And the winner for Best Supporting Performance in 1985 is... The envelope, please.
Oh, just a second, PC. I've got it here somewhere. I know. Is this... No, this isn't it. Wait. This is a letter from home. Wait, I don't mean to take your time. I'm very new in this category. Here. Oh, here. Take this. I'm sure this is the answer. Okay?
And the winner is... Your phone service will be disconnected if you don't...
No, wait, hold it. This one. Try this. I knew there'd be a mistake here.
All right. The winner is Rich E. Calcom as himself in the Paul Mack Extra Special Special.
Well, hey, that's great. Thanks a lot. I'd like to thank Paul Mack for giving me the part in the Extra Special Special. But I would also like to thank Bob213 for being involved with this special. Without the types of comments that he leaves, those skits would have not been possible. Thanks again.
Congratulations, Rich. Oh, and Rich, did you notice the music playing? Go take a shower. And could somebody chain up William Wilde backstage somewhere? Guy's crawling all over this production. All right. Well, you know, here in the 4th Annual Artie Awards, we have a new category this year, that of Best Phone Song. And throughout the program, we're going to be presenting the 3 nominee finalists. So let's get into the first one right now. This first one is a little ditty that's kind of one of my favorites. It's a tune by the name of Feedback by Paul Mack.
Progress. Already in progress. And now today's recording already in progress. And now today's recording already in progress. And now today's recording already in progress.
Telephone Entertainment.
Oh boy.
Telephone Entertainment.
I can relate to that.
You're listening to a new wave in
Telephone Entertainment.
Serving all of Southern California.
Feedback. Feedback.
Progress.
Feedback is recorded on tape before a live telephone audience.
Feedback is recorded on tape before a live telephone audience.
Yes, that was fine entertainment. Excuse me while I just masturbate my ego here. Thank you very much. Our next presenter has often been referred to as the Wicked Witch of the West. And boy, oh boy, higher flattery you can't come by. She reached telephone stardom as the guest hostess over on Telefun in Chatsworth, California, where she claimed no one could escape her treacherous ways. And, well, no one did, as she ragged on those callers whom no other line host would have touched with a 10-foot rag. So who better to present the award for biggest disappointment than she? So here she is to do what she does best. How about a little fire, Scarecrow? Please welcome Mickey Canoga.
Ooh. Thank you, Brian. And how about joining me at the studio after the show? And I guarantee you won't be disappointed. And disappointed is exactly why I'm here, to present the award for the biggest disappointment of 1985. And believe me, there were plenty of disappointments last year, but I was told not to be too harsh on Richie Calcom. But what I can rag on is Clothesline, last year's winner for Best Comment Line. Remember him? Well, he pulled the plug and hung us out to dry. And what about the Orange County connection? Well, John supposedly copies everyone anyway, so why not disconnect his line also? And the party line? Bert, what's wrong with the way you used to run your line? You've turned Bruce Springsteen into a full-fledged phone freak. And let's not forget the Gopher Twins, buried in their hole for most of last year, casting changes. What's taking you so long, Nino? Looking for rents in all the wrong places? Ah, yes. DBS. Where the hell were you last year, Dennis? Nice of you to show up. Guess DBS stands for Don't Bother, Sucker. And of course, there's On Target. Ken is screaming on every line in earshot, On Target is back! On Target is back! 2 weeks later, On Target is down! On Target is down! What's the matter, Ken? Can't get it up? But all seriousness aside, these next three receive the majority of your votes for biggest disappointment. Brian W. Feedback, longest running line in history? Let's listen to an example of why. Good show, Brian. You deserve the recognition. And then there's Paul Mack. Couldn't take the pressure, could you, Paul?
Yeah, you got it. I never thought I'd hear that on my line, man. Okay.
I know, it must be hard not being only a line runner, but your only fan as well. And finally, Observatory. Where the hell did you go, Bob? Observatory, missing in action. And once again, the nominees for biggest disappointment of 1985 are No Feedback, The Demise of the Movie Line, and The Disappearance of Observatory. And the winner is... The Demise of the Movie Line.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mickey. Thank you, Mickey, very much. You know, I'm really excited about being the biggest disappointment because, you know, I had a goal when I was younger. And Mom used to always say, get out there and make something of yourself. And I said, I want to be a disappointment so that one day I could win the disappointment award. Mom, you know, and she'd go, oh, okay, in that case, then go out and be a geek. And I've been a geek ever since. And I want to thank you all for voting for me because I have no callers to thank. I certainly don't want to thank my callers because there's none left. You know, they're all, you know, on the wild side at the time being. But I'm going to thank you all for being such a jerk and not voting for me in the good meat category, damn it. Hey, but seriously, thank you for giving me this loser award the Springsteen line should have gotten. But hey, all I can say, I love Dino. I'm out of here. There's a light flashing that I'm taking too much time. Good night, folks. You look. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Mickey. excuse me. The fourth annual Arty Awards will continue after this. Much better. Thank you very much. You know, one of the reasons why these independent telephone entertainment lines continue successfully is because of the dedication of the callers. Let's face it, for comment lines at least, without the participation of the callers, you'd be forced to listen to 30 minutes of the line host. And for some lines, I think we know just how painful that can be. Which brings us to our next pair of presenters. He was calling way back when we all had non-modular phones. And I'm convinced that she is a descendant of Alexander Graham Bell. Here to present the award for Best Comment-Related Program are two very popular callers, Casey Arlita and Karen Grateful Dead. Come on out, gang.
Thank you, Brian.
Jeez, can you imagine that, Karen? The legendary Brian W. Feedback.
What's so legendary about him, Casey? He puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like everyone else.
Yeah, but he does it in a hula hoop.
Real cute. Now let's get on with this award, okay? I gotta get to the country club.
Okay.
As everyone in telephone entertainment knows, a comment line is the easiest way to let off steam or share ideas with other listeners, whether you want to speak about politics, entertainment, or religion. It doesn't really matter, just as long as you speak up, articulate, and leave no more than one comment per week. You and I never do that, do we, Casey?
No, and dedicated phone followers like Karen and myself owe a great deal of thanks to those lines that allow us to do just that. Because everyone has an opinion, but not everyone shares the same one. Most comment programs are usually a potpourri of input on subjects ranging from abortion to drug abuse, world affairs, to Bruce Springsteen's newest album.
But on many occasions when one particular topic seems to generate more caller input than others, comment lines can turn from a jumbled mess to a very entertaining program.
Face it, we all like to hear ourselves on tape. But to be honest, it takes a lot more effort on the line runner's part to keep us on the phone long after we've heard ourselves speak.
And tremendous efforts went into these three particular programs last year to make them funny, informative, and well worth the listen from beginning to end. And the nominee finalists for Best Comment-Related Programs are Kramer Phone, a Calcom production.
Hey, listen, you guys. You took my number on your tape.
Kramer phone. Area code 818.
It better be off tomorrow. Someone call the operator. Okay? And we'll get a hold of you, buddy.
The Ringside Showdown, a caller collage production.
There's the bell, and into round two we go.
Hey, Rich, how have you been doing since your frontal lobotomy?
Huh?
I thought so.
And the champ comes out swinging there with a nasty knock on the noggin there.
Hey, Mickey. Hey. I know you're really pissed off at Richie Calcom, but I just say, hey, give the guy hell.
Hey, Mickey, were you born a bitch or did you have to work at it?
Where'd you steal that one from?
And the champ is doing a lovely job of deflecting all those blows, and one might even say she's doing a lovely blow job.
And this is not the movie line, a BS line production.
The nominees for Best Line Host are Paul Mack from the movie line, and Paul Mack from the observatory, and Paul Mack from the clothesline, and Paul Mack from Orange County Connection, and Paul Mack from Telefun, and Paul Mack, and Paul Mack, and Paul Mack, and Paul Mack, and Paul Mack.
I'll be the host for the third annual Paul Mack Awards on March 30th, 1985.
This is not the movie line.
It's Mark Putnam. And the winner for Best Comment Related Program of 1985 is Karen. Here, read it. I can't.
Okay. Please sign below. Oh, wrong card. It's a tie. The Ringside Showdown, and this is not the movie line.
Well, first of all, regarding the Ringside Showdown, there's a lot of people I have to thank on that, and it'd take forever to do that right now. I do want to thank Brian W. Feedback for helping me write that thing, put that thing together. Of course, I want to thank Richie Calcom and Mickey Canoga for battling it out in the ring, making such a funny program. And, of course, Gary G.B., who also put an awful lot of work as a color commentator. He did a great job. And I want to say it's a real honor to be sitting here right now with Santa Happy from the BS line, because I did hear his program, This Is Not the Movie Line, and I'll tell you, one of the funniest programs I heard last year. So congratulations to you, Santa.
Well, I thank you, Nino, and congratulations to you. I want to thank all the voters out there who voted This Is Not the Movie Line as Best Comment-Related Program. It's much appreciated, and I'm sure if Biff X Jones are here right now, I'm sure he'd probably say something like, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Fun and Happy. Actually, that doesn't sound quite right, because he's not very fun, and, well, he didn't seem very happy. Right. And I'm sure later on we're going to be hearing from old Doc, Grumpy, Sleazy. Oh, Rich was already here, wasn't he?
Well, you know, telephone entertainment has been around since the late 50s, but became prominent in the 70s. And here in the 80s, the audio production on some lines is unsurpassed by its earlier predecessors. One of the true pioneers of this boom in telephone audio professionalism was Daniel Ross, whose line Dual Phase ran from 1979 through 1983. On it, Dan was one of the first line hosts to include original songs and professional production in his recordings. Dan made a dent and changed telephone entertainment. Dan's life came to an end in 1983, an untimely death. Each year, the Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment presents the Daniel Ross Lifetime Achievement Award to an individual who also made a lasting impression and contributed to entertainment line history. As last year's recipient, I can assure you it's a special award, and I am proud to have received it. This year's recipient definitely made a dent in telephone entertainment history. You might even call him the godfather of comment lines, and a strange one at that.
Basement. Well, of course. If I don't live in a basement, I don't have the density of air to breathe. I have powerful big Bernay lungs. When I breathe in, I am using powerful muscles. I need a heavier density of air to keep my lung muscles exercised, bastard nose. You know that already.
Uncle Jeffy, you are the slime of it all. Don't you ever call me.
Okay, Johnny, here's your corner. Get out.
Wait a second, Brene. There's someone already on my corner selling maps.
Impossible, bastard nose. You've got the first corner.
Well, look who you're shopping, old bald head.
What?
Hi, want to buy a map?
You want to get killed to death? Uncle Chuck.
This is the bulletin for Memphis Stars Home Workers for Monday, 31 July, 7-8. Okay, essentially due to an illegally parked car and an agent getting cut off by a customer to buy a map, I've just been put out of business.
Martin, I am not bald, and the next time I'm in Tustin, you are going to get killed to death. There will be 10 Albernay fingerprints on your jugular vein, Aspreth. Now, Martin, I don't like P.O. boxes. They are elusive.
Here to present the Daniel Ross Lifetime Achievement Award to Al Bernay is, oh good, these two guys again, Mr. Fun and Paul Mack.
Well, Paul, it's that time once again to bestow that special honor to one of phonedom's true legends.
That's right, the Daniel Ross Lifetime Achievement Award, presented each and every year to an individual who's contributed piles of moist brown brilliance.
Steaming brilliance,
of
I might
telephone
add.
Entertainment.
Lots of steam.
That's right.
And one thing I might add, too, is the Daniel Ross Award was not a votable category on your ballot this year.
That's right.
But the idea of considering this gentleman for this special award was brought to my attention last year by our own Uncle Freaky from Freaky.
That's Paul. Right, and after Nino brought this to my attention, we, along with Mr. Brian W, decided that this man is in fact highly deserving of this award. He's one of the grandfathers of the comment line format, beginning with his popular Maps to Stars Homes recordings back in 1964.
And his style and format have been imitated numerous times by the young line runner upstarts for years and years and years. I mean, how many times in the last few days have you heard this famous closing? Goodbye?
Just now. Not to mention various Bernayisms such as the infamous, I'm going to kill you to death.
Or, that's Niner, ass breath.
But now it's our privilege to present and honor this very special bald-headed jerk with the Daniel Ross Lifetime Achievement Award. That's right, the old Chrome Dome himself.
Here he is, Mr. Al Bernay.
God, do you mean to tell me after all these ass breaths and all these people that have called my lines and found me not up, like Brian W. Feedback, and all the recordings I'm supposed to run and I haven't run all of these, you still award me with the Daniel Ross Lifetime Achievement Award? I don't know what to say. I'd really like to thank the Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment, and the only way I know how to do it is to give them a large
Boy! You know, unfortunately, you know, Al Bernay being me, I have to be honest with all of you. I still think you're all ass breaths. As you know, I've made my career writing directions, so I might as well stick around to present the award for best writing and direction in a Skitter special. I've been fortunate enough in telephone entertainment to have worked with some brilliant writers and directors, all of whom are Stu Funfong. But evidently, there are some others in this category who are not him. And since they were good enough to have received your votes, I guess they can live. And the nominee finalists for Best Writing and Direction are Nino King and Willie Pickens for The Continuing Adventures of the Gopher Twins.
Come on, mates. What are you going to do, Gunther? I've had it up to my bleeding feet with all of this scheming and planning and ending up nowhere.
Yeah, but look at this room. It's pretty bitchin', huh?
Fine. You stay here and figure out why there's a bleeding strip of paper across the toilet seat. But I'm going to kick in every door in this blasted hotel until I find my Alexandria. I'm with you, brother.
Oh, for sure, guys. You can count me in.
Well, Skunk?
All right, Broman, let's go find your chick, shall we?
Mr. Fun, Brian W. Feedback. Boy, what's he doing here? He doesn't even run recordings. And William Wilde for Who Shot Mr. Fun?
You are experiencing...
Oh, my God, what are you listening to, Inspector?
Sorry, Joe, but I've been checking out the last 2 years of Movie Line programs.
Ew, what on earth for?
I've been thinking. We only got 2 suspects left. Only one of them ever left input on Paul Mack's line.
You mean besides Paul Mack himself?
And Santa Kime and Biff Jones for Hefty and Lefty.
Hefty and Lefty. They're big tough guys and they work for the LAPD.
Okay. You guys are wrestling. Oh, we.
No.
Oh.
No, we're not wrestling. We're having sex. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My mother warned me about your kind. A quick cup of coffee and straight in the sack.
Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Let's go out for coffee.
And the winner is... Mr. Fun, Brian W. Feedback, and William Wilde for Who Shot Mr. Fun. Boy, that's strange. Is Feedback winning and doesn't even run recordings? I should win. I don't run recordings even more than they don't.
Thank you, Al. Hey, Bill, Nino, have you ever noticed just how much his head shines in this kind of stage lighting?
Brian, look at that. I can see myself in his head.
Yes, Bill, and that's a nice reflection on you.
Yes, definitely shiny skull.
Hey, all it takes is a little caress the body bar with bath oil.
Rich has been polishing that thing again.
Well, best writing and direction, gang.
This is definitely a strange category for us to win because we didn't write anything down and we have no direction.
Well, all I can say is I really enjoyed working with these two clowns, Nino and... what's your name? William Wilde.
Yeah.
On Who Shot Mr. Fun, and I don't know. I had a hell of a time. Thank you very much.
Well, I've heard your line, Brian, and I can tell that you're easily entertained. I personally also had... I got to thank Mr. Fun mostly for inviting me in on the fun.
Well, thanks, Bill. I had a lot of fun working with you and Brian, and I want to thank everybody else who put in their time on this thing because it was a lot of fun.
Gee, you guys are so neat. Now get off the stage.
All right, we're out of here.
What a bunch of guys. The 4th Annual Artie Awards will continue after this. Okay, fine. Well, it's now time for our second nominee finalist in the Best Phone Song category. Here's Life on the Line by, oh, who else? William Wilde.
And bitches and
pitchers and seniors with croaks. The big red fan and the purple fireman and the guy who loves the pilot more than just a George can. People who call day or night, rain or shine. Some people have their lives on the line. Some people have their lives on the line.
And with the length of this awards program, you might feel you're spending your life on the line.
Right.
Our next two presenters should be no strangers to callers in the Los Angeles area. They're the host and co-hostess of one of the most popular lines in Southern California. In addition, he's already picked up the honors for Best Weekly Feature and Best Writing and Direction in a Telephone Skitter Special, and she's picked up the award for Best Co-Hostess. No, I'm sure it's not fixed. Here with his dynamic and very lovely co-hostess, presenting the Hall of Fame Award, from Telefun, here are my pals, Mr. Fun and Bailey.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Brian. What do you think, Bailey? Should we tell Brian what a remarkable job he's doing as host for this thing?
Really, Mr. Fun, what we should do is get on with this award.
Oh, I thought we were done already.
No, hardly. We've got to announce the winner for this year's Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay, that sounds good to me. I vote for Telefun.
Forget it. Forget it, Fun. We're not in this category.
Why not?
Because that's a good question. Who chose these nominees?
Wait, Bailey. I just figured out something here. I think the three nominee finalists in this category received the best ratings probably because of various reasons.
Like what?
Well, first of all, their length of service to Telephone Entertainment.
So?
Also possibly their dedication to producing regular output.
Well, that's pretty good.
Of course it is. And of course the quality of their work has been pretty excellent in the past few years.
Well, that can make a big difference.
And basically because these three lines have throughout the years become synonymous with Telephone Entertainment.
Really?
Really, Bailey. What's the first thing you think of when I say line tie, live talk show, rock news?
DBS!
Ladies, who are you?
Whoever you call.
What?
Really, Ma? I'm not a punk.
What do you think you're supposed to do with a cucumber?
Eat it.
Oh, Archie, I never do anything else with a cucumber.
Just eat it, not eat it.
This is DBS, alternative audio programming for the world.
Very good, Bailey. Now think of adult humor, provocative interviews, intimate conversations.
Ooh, sounds like a freaky phone.
What kind of filthy things do you like?
If anybody out there is interested in sex or dogs or anything kinky...
Great, Bailey. Now, say to yourself, movie reviews, celebrity guest stars, massive production. What comes to your mind?
Entertainment Tonight, Rob Weller. He is my favorite.
No, Bailey. Not Entertainment Tonight. Think about short, loud, and overexposed.
Oh, the movie line.
This is the movie line. Not just any movie line, but Paul Max movie line. 761-3330 and 963,000.
From a place where reality is considered extinct, you're on the movie line at 761-3330.
You're on 906-3000.
The movie line, North Hollywood.
Ladies and gentlemen,
another week of film.
You're on
761-3330.
The movie line. Every are you? This year, friend,
right
Bob.
Here.
Here you're listening to 761-3330.
Paul Mack presents The Movie Line.
The Movie Line.
This
movie line.
The movie line.
Very good, Bailey. You pass.
No, you pass. The envelope, that is.
Okay.
And the nominee finalist once again for the Hall of Fame are DBS line,
Freaky Phone,
and the Movie Line. And the winner is for the Hall of Fame of 1985.
You go ahead and open that.
Puppy. Read it. Come on here. I'm dancing around.
I'm sorry. I'm just shaking so much.
Just open that thing.
I can't open it.
Open the envelope.
Freaky Phone!
An award from you means nothing. We do not accept.
All right. Okay, fine. The fourth annual Artie Awards will continue after this. Thank you very much. Well, it's kind of hard to say anything nice about our next presenter because I, like most people, don't like him. But I suppose since I've been given this job as host of these festivities, it's my responsibility to think of something nice. So, let's see here now. His line isn't local to everybody. Ah, to hell with it. Here to present the award for Best Phone Special, here's Rich E. Calcom.
Thank you, Brian. It's a very special treat being introduced by the very special Brian W. Telefun.
Go to hell, Rich.
Feedback. At any rate, it's also a special honor to introduce the nominee finalists in this special category. That's right, Best Phone Special. So, what's so special about it? Well, aside from the usual programming, many common and variety lines produce specials for various reasons. Aside from the fact that they're extremely entertaining, 1985 offered some of the finest phone specials produced with your valuable listening time in mind. For instance, who could forget the third annual Artie Awards? 94 minutes that seemed like only 94 minutes. Complete with excerpts of Phonedom's best phone fun, top celebrities at their best, and of course, Paul Mack at his phone funniest. This was the third annual Artie Awards.
From Chatsworth, California, not in the least bit live, but an incredible simulation, it's the third annual Artie Awards.
Thank you with the princess thing. All you people under your covers trying to hide...
Hey, man.
Johnny! Johnny, how are... Boy, are you big...
Do I have egg on my face.
And I'd really like to thank Alexander Graham Bell, who just doesn't get enough recognition these days as the inventor of the telephone. Thanks, Al.
1985 also brought the long-awaited return of Stu Funphone, reunited with his old cohorts Albert A., Brian Feedback, and Paul Mack. Stu gave us one of the year's funniest phone specials, From Birth to Baldness, Episode 5, That Old Chain Gang of Mine.
Hey, Albert A.!
Do you know that it takes me 30 minutes just to take a...
Episode 2, From Birth to Baldness.
I have to earn a living, doo-doo lips.
That old chain gang of mine.
But wait, there's more.
With special guest star, Paul Mack.
Good evening. My name is Paul Mack.
Brought to you by the Albert A. 30-Day Diet. Learn how to talk and eat like a spaz.
Typical governmental bull.
And then there was the poignant salute to one of the world's most prolific songwriters, a man who may be gone but will never be forgotten, complete with interviews, music, and of course, the shocking news excerpts of his most untimely death. This was the John Lennon Memorial.
Yo, did you hear the news?
No.
Somebody shot John Lennon.
It's a sad night. John Lennon is dead. Former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed in front of his home on Manhattan's Upper West Side tonight.
It's not going back to being Beatle John in the 60s, it's being John Lennon.
All All right, and the winner for the best phone special of 1985 is the third annual Artie Awards.
That's great, Rich. Boy,
I never thought he'd be presenting us with an award.
I know, exciting, isn't it?
Can you believe that?
Here we are in the same spot as we were last year.
The very
same
spot.
Diller,
the very same spot.
But seriously, Paul, I don't know about you, but the third annual Artie Awards was a major production. I know you worked real hard in that.
That's right.
I appreciate all the time you put in it. I also want to thank real quick all the presenters that helped us last year. It was a lot of fun.
That's right. And I want to thank Nino for giving me the opportunity to be part of this scammable production. And I just want to say, look out, because the Funster and myself are coming out with another great show for next year's winner category.
Exactly. We're going to try this again. But look to the skies for Mac Fun to do it again in your face, hopefully. But
That's right.
Seriously, thanks again, everybody, for voting for the third annual Artie Awards.
That's
and the
right,
fourth
folks.
Annual Artie
and
Awards.
And thank you for respecting our face.
That's it, Paul. Should we get out of here like a bad smell?
Let's do.
Oh, good. Now I'm convinced it's not fixed. you'll have to excuse me. I'm trying to get over the fact that the third annual Artie Awards just won an Artie Award. Oh, my. Oh, get a hold of yourself, Ryan. Okay, thank you, I will. Jeez, I can't believe that. Okay, fine. Well, gang, we've reached the halfway point. We're going to pause here for local identification of the entertainment line you're connected to. You're listening to the 4th Annual Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment Awards.